So I have the pleasure of talking to Earl Jackson now. Could you briefly say what are you doing at the Five Flavors Film Festival and what brought you here?
Yes, I'm a professor in Asia University in Taiwan, and I'm a specialist in Japanese cinema. I'm here at the Five Flavors Film Festival, first because I love this festival, but secondly, Professor Victor Fan from the University of London and I recently co-edited issue number seven, a special issue entitled The Scent of Boys.
Could you briefly, or maybe not briefly, talk about what Nang magazine is and what's the issue you've made?
Okay. Nang is from an ancient Thai word that now is slang for film, but it probably meant shadow or skin. It's a project that was funded by a philanthropist group in Sweden. It's a journal dedicated to Asian cinema, but every issue of the projected 10 issues will have guest editors and a specific topic. And for Nang number 7, Victor Fan came up with the idea of The Scent of Boys, which is an exploration of different relations between male homoeroticism, the materiality of the body, and Asian cinemas.
And your magazine is not only scientific, but also has a bit broader approach to talking about cinema?
It's a kind of multimedia design. We want it to be an artwork, so it's actually, these issues are actually sold in gift shops and galleries. I think that's the most easiest way of getting them distributed. They're all over the world in galleries because each issue will have its own design template. They all have their own thematic bookmark. Our bookmark, because of the scent, has actually been scented by a perfume artist named Beatrice Lowe in New York City.
So the whole process of actually putting together and physically making the magazine is quite detailed. Could you talk about it a bit?
Sure. Well, Victor is a specialist in Chinese language cinemas. He's a native speaker of Cantonese and also speaks Mandarin. So his focus was on filmmakers and related visual artists in the Chinese-speaking diaspora. Mine began with Japanese and Korean focus because those are the languages I can speak, but I moved into Southeast Asian also because I have connections there. So I've interviewed Katakan Balintagos, who is a leading Filipino dramatist and stage director, but also a filmmaker. And then with my Japanese connections, I interviewed Imaizumi Koichi, who is a very important Japanese gay director.
Let's come back to the title of this edition, mm-hmm. The Scent of Boys. How did you come up with this title, and why talk about scent while writing about cinema?
This was Victor Fan's idea, but I loved it immediately. Cinema is a visual art form, and of course now there's sound, but there didn't used to be. But in films that really deal with the nature of erotic memory, scent also plays a part, even though it's not actually cognizable in film. On my side, one of the things that I thought that's important about this is the specific structure of the sense of smell, in that when you smell something, that you actually have physical molecules enter your body. They're metabolized by the pituitary gland and then sent to the frontal lobe of the brain and to the limbic system. So in other words, scent is like a threshold to both the present and the past, both present experience and a future memory. So I thought that was a really great theme for understanding eroticism in film.
So what's your impression of the films you've seen at the festival so far? Do you see any common denominators between the films, any themes that kind of jump out the most for you?
Well, one of the things I see is the great energy and commitment of the curators. I think that beyond any specific film or the specific quality, the dedication that the staff and the curators and the organizers have put into this, so that this is the 13th edition of it, is just amazing. I would always endorse this. I mean, beyond any specific film.
So changing the topic a bit, I know that you are a scholar who specializes in writing about sexuality in cinema and about the depiction of sexuality. Recently in Poland, there was talk of banning and even penalizing sexual education in schools. And I was wondering, what's your opinion on that kind of policies?
Well, I can't speak to the Polish situation since I'm not Polish, but if that's anybody who is doing that, I would say is child abuse. You know, human sexuality, you know, it's going to emerge in the child whether you want to ban it or not, and it's better to have them learn things rationally and in a socially responsible context. So I would obviously be opposed to that entirely. I hope I hope the good sense has won out.
We're in the process of sorting this out, and there are massive protests against that. So, kind of speaking about the issues of LGBTQ+I community in Poland and the issues of that, what classic LGBTQ+I film would you remake and set it in Poland?
Oh, wow. If Sobieski was still alive, I would love to see him in it. But seriously, I don't know if I can actually superimpose one culture on another. I find the Polish culture extremely, you know, rich and interesting, and I really can't impose my imagination on it. I'd rather just learn from the actual movies that the Poles have already made.
So would you say that Asian directors are better at depicting non-heteronormativity and queerness than the artists from the West?
Not really, because queerness will change from culture to culture. So what is appropriate or what speaks to that culture at that time will change. I wouldn't say that there's one standard, and I certainly wouldn't use a Euro-American standard on other cultures. Not at all. No.